In this bulletin, further restrictions are easing in New South Wales. A whistleblower warns the United States lacks a plan to produce and fairly distribute a COVID-19 vaccine. And in sport, AFL players to be allowed to have their families at hubs interstate. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julia Carcatzel. From today, further virus restrictions are being relaxed in New South Wales. Pubs and clubs are joining cafes, restaurants and places of worship in welcoming people back, with up to 10 people allowed in each venue as long as social distancing is maintained. Outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people are also permitted, and up to 5 people, including children, can visit households. Weddings can have up to 10 guests, and indoor funerals can have 20, while outdoor funerals can have up to 30 people. State Treasurer Dominic Perrottet says the changes are part of the government's push to boost the economy. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton has conceded a Melbourne abattoir at the centre of one of the state's worst coronavirus outbreaks should have closed earlier. A further 3 staff members at Cedar Meats have tested positive for COVID-19, bringing the total number of cases linked to the facility to 90. Professor Sutton has told radio station 3AW it's clear the outbreak could have been handled better.
I think even 2 linked cases is probably enough to shut a place down, and probably regardless of size. We were proportionate in as much as we said everyone should be tested, consider everyone a close contact, but maybe we shouldn't have waited for a 3rd linked case. Maybe for these settings we should shut an entire place down.
In the United States, whistleblower Dr. Rick Bright is warning the country lacks a strategy to produce and fairly distribute a COVID-19 vaccine when it becomes available. In his testimony to Congress, Mr. Bright alleges he was ousted from a high-level scientific post after cautioning the Trump administration to prepare for the pandemic. Mr. Bright, a vaccine expert who led a biodefense agency in the Department of Health and Human Services, says the U.S. could experience the darkest winter in modern history.
Key critical challenges that we need to anticipate and prepare for early. Number one is the supply chain for those vaccines, needed reagents and buffers and salts and various ingredients that go into a vaccine, as well as the glass vials that the vaccines are put into, and needles and syringes, and then a carefully coordinated distribution and administration strategy. We haven't yet gotten to those downstream strategies yet in our government, and I think those are going to become a significant issue down the road if we don't plan for that now.
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Richard Burr from North Carolina has stepped aside as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. It comes after the FBI served a search warrant for his phone as part of an ongoing insider trading investigation connected to the COVID-19 crisis. The U.S. Justice Department is looking into whether Mr. Burr broke the law with a well-timed sale of stocks prior to the coronavirus, causing markets to plummet. Japan has lifted the coronavirus-induced state of emergency on most of the country. However, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has retained the state of emergency for several high-risk areas of the country, most notably the national capital, Tokyo. The state of emergency for Tokyo and other high-risk areas like Osaka, Kyoto, and Hokkaido is due to be lifted at the end of the month. But experts will re-evaluate infection rates next Thursday to determine if this will remain the case. Mr. Abe is warning the Japanese people that a second national state of emergency could still be imposed if the situation worsens.
There is always the fear of the next trend. Toward a new daily life, full-scale social and economic activities naturally increases the risk. If each and every one is not vigilant enough, the future after 2 weeks cannot be predicted. Unfortunately, if the number of infected people increases, there may be a second declaration of emergency.
Japan has had more than 16,000 coronavirus cases, with around 680 deaths. Turning to sport, AFL players forced to start the season in hubs away from home will be able to have their immediate family with them. State government regulations in their respective states mean West Coast, Fremantle, Port Adelaide and Adelaide will have to relocate to the eastern seaboard, likely Queensland, for the 2020 season to resume. The blow of having to move away from home will be softened by the AFL funding the players' families staying with them, under a deal expected to be officially announced today. And now look at today's weather in Perth, mostly sunny and 24, Adelaide sunny and 17, Melbourne mostly sunny and 15, Hobart partly cloudy and 17, Canberra mostly sunny and 15, Wollongong possible evening shower 18, Sydney shower or 2 and 19, Newcastle much the same and 20, Brisbane sunny and 24, Cairns shower or 2 and 28, and in Darwin mostly sunny and 34. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.